Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Speaking of drunk guys, any thoughts on how you want to put a bow on this college football season?
Wow. Did most fans get what they wanted? I mean, I think we got the matchup that we wanted to see. Did we get the result that we wanted to see?
I disagree with you on the first part of that.
The matchup we wanted?
Because obviously there's people wanting to see Georgia in there.
Well, I think you want to see the best
of
the, two
of
teams.
The four teams that were there?
You wanted to see the
okay,
best two
yeah,
teams.
Okay, yeah, you wanted to see somebody beat Alabama.
Absolutely.
I think most people wanted that.
Yep.
But I don't know that they got the matchup they wanted to see.
Yeah, they did because you got a team that could beat Alabama. I mean, that's what you wanted. You know, we like for it to be in Georgia. Georgia was there, and, you know, and once again, you know, the wheels fell off and they weren't able to hang on and get the win. Clemson went out and just totally dismantled Alabama. And in the process, some things are rearranged down there as far as the coaching staff, some players leaving early, and another quarterback is on the way out the door. So it set a whole lot of stuff in motion.
Yeah, well, what I want to not be in motion anymore is you talking about Dabo going to Alabama. Why would he go now? There is no reason in the world he would go. And by the way, if you're just joining and listening to Sam and I, this is one of those matches that we have at Center Court Wimbledon. We go back and forth because he believes, and you've cut off a couple of the edges there. You're just talking about a phone call from Alabama to Dabo now. Before, you thought he should go there or you thought he was going to go there.
I thought for sure that he would go there.
No. And I said after he wins and now that he's won twice in such a short period of time, listen, Nick Saban's coaching career is on the back nine. Dabo's has got the world in front of him in a program that could do nothing but benefit from him ascending it to a level of Alabama, of Georgia, of Notre Dame, one of those schools that you talk about with the pantheon of all-time greats. Now, he's going to have to continue to do it, but how many schools are on that level of Alabama that you talk about currently? Ohio State? That's because of the coach, right?
Maybe. We'll see. Now that the coach is changing.
No, I'm saying, yeah, right, but because of the coach. Would you put them there anyway? Because then if you put out Ohio State, you got to put Michigan. But both of those programs, until the current coach, we're down.
You got to put Michigan?
If you're talking about all-time greats, you know, those
all-time
programs.
Greats.
Yeah.
Currently, okay. Well, all-time greats, you bring Nebraska and folks like that. Ain't
all right, let's go current then.
Okay.
So where would you put, who would you put up there with Alabama?
I mean, right there.
Them, in the country.
Oklahoma has been a consistent team that's made it to the four. They've been around there. Ohio State, obviously, is one of those teams that has been there. Clemson's been one of those teams there. You know, and then you got the other teams, and then and Georgia has been there. And that's really your list right now.
Okay. I wouldn't have been mad at you, but some people can argue Notre Dame because they've been relevant in the last few years.
Okay.
But get them in. If you left them out, that's fine. But okay, so you named what, four or five schools?
Right.
That's it. All right. And they have vied back and forth.
Now you have some that could rebuild to that.
We ain't talking about them.
Okay.
But one of those schools
you got a Penn State that's kind of on the fence.
They're still pulling Band-Aids off and waiting for scabs to go away.
Yeah.
So they're not there yet. My point is that why would Dabo make a lateral move?
That's not a lateral move.
It is a lateral move right now.
You said it because you've never seen a piece of stationery from an Alabama athletic department.
And because you know what? I don't care. I see the results on the field. I see how people talk about them. I hear the kids who'd rather go to Clemson. Listen, it's all about what you did to me. Did for me in the last couple hours.
Did the kids rather go to Clemson?
Again, I'm talking about friends of mine who have 19, 20-year-olds, and they think that Clemson is as attractive as any other program. Yeah, they like to go to Alabama if they could play, but a lot of times you get in that program, you're going to be sitting on the sidelines for a while. Ask Jalen Hurts, okay? So I'm saying, Clemson, if they're coming after you, it seems like Dabo is going to find a way to get you in, whether you're a freshman quarterback or not.
Well, not if everybody goes.
Yeah, well.
If everybody goes, it's going to be a crowded house just like Alabama, and he'll have the same dilemma. He already had that with his quarterback this year. Seemed like he made the right choice. And that's a whole another ball of wax we're going to get into with him.
What's that?
Just with Trevor Lawrence. You know, we get into that thing with him. But as far as Dabo Swinger, I think his total compensation is something like $9 million at Clemson, $1 million. And then he got a new condo. I mean, he's got his house, but he got him a new condo. Close to campus.
That was using a new condo.
You know,
them dudes don't pay. We talked about this. Money is irrelevant to this argument. Okay, well, let's keep that out. Because we know these college coaches.
But that's what Alabama's going to throw at them.
They can throw whatever they want, but what's the point? Because they don't pay for anything. The money, it's just a number. Neither one of these guys have reached in their pocket to pay for anything since they've been who they are at their particular schools. Nick Saban ain't paid for anything in Tuscaloosa forever. His car, his home, his meals, they go out and eat for free. And I would imagine the same thing applies to Dabo. So it's about then quality of life.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.